Some Sackville parents are concerned that their kids will no longer have the opportunity to learn French in an immersion program if the provincial government follows through on its recently announced plan to axe the program in September 2023. In the weeks after former Education Minister Dominic Carty called out Premier Blaine Higgs for his efforts to abolish French immersion in his resignation letter, new Education Minister Bill Hogan confirmed that Higgs' plan to move up a phase-out of French immersion would start next September, with kids going into grade 1 no longer eligible for French immersion. Instead, Hogan is promising an enhanced French program for all students in the entire English system. Memram Cook Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten is one of the parents whose kids will be affected by the change. As someone who went through French immersion herself, Mitten told CHMA that even though she finished in grade 10 and didn't complete language proficiency tests at the time, her immersion education laid the foundation for her bilingualism today.
So I grew up in Sackville, and so I went to, you know, Salem, Marshview, and Tanchamar and did French immersion from K to 10. After grade 10, I didn't have a lot of French course options, which is common in the province, but I did do French immersion from K to 10, yes.
Do you think that you would be able to be a representative for Memram Cook Tanchamar if you didn't have that background in French?
Oh dear, it would be really hard to imagine being able to do that as well as I can right now, because I can speak in English and in French to constituents. I can debate in French. I can do interviews in French and speak to the media. I don't need a translator to be able to do these things. And so I think it's hard to overstate the value of making sure that people have that everyone has access to French language learning. And in terms of the work that I do, I think it's really important that I've had French immersion, because it gave me a good foundation for my French learning.
Mitten is facing a similar dilemma to another Sackville parent. Molly Tomlick has one child who just started French immersion this year and another due to start in 2024. And like Mitten, Tomlick says her own French immersion background helped her reach her current level of bilingualism, which means she can hold down a federal job.
I'm really grateful to my parents for giving me that opportunity and putting me in French immersion. And I wanted to offer that to my children as well. And I'm really concerned that that's not going to be available to my youngest child. Like, it really seems unfair to have one child, one opportunity, and then the next one who's 3 years younger not have the same opportunity. So yeah, it just seems to kind of close some doors for them if they don't have that.
Tomlick says she understands the motive to improve French language instruction for everyone in the English system, but ultimately she's concerned that the new goal amounts to leveling down what had been on offer in immersion programs.
The solution that they've come up with is to lower the bar. I don't know. That's what it seems like to me from the outside. And I get that, you know, offering some French to everybody in New Brunswick should be the case. I wasn't in English school, but like, I know my husband, he has very, very like rudimentary, like, comment ça va, bonjour, merci, like in French. And he was in an English program in Nova Scotia. That's not what I'm looking for my kids. I'm looking for bilingualism. I thought they would, you know, have access to that in New Brunswick. But it honestly seems like they would have better access to that in a non-bilingual province.
Tomlick has been exploring options such as trying to get her kids into the French system or possibly moving to Amherst to access Nova Scotia's immersion system, which begins in kindergarten. The French system is a viable alternative for Tara Albert, whose husband is French and bilingual, which means both her young children will have the right to be educated in French, according to Canada's Charter of Rights. But Albert had been considering sending her kids to Sackville schools in the French immersion program, if only to keep them closer for health and safety reasons.
Well, for us, we had been sitting on the fence between whether to send our daughters off to Abbey Laundry or here at Lake Salem here in town. Just my oldest has a lot of allergies, and so keeping her close was a thought that was important for us. But not having the French immersion program really affects our decision making in that. And so we really want her to have a good foundation in French. My husband is Francophone, so she has that benefit, but it's just really important that she has a firm foundation in French if she wants to live and work in New Brunswick, which is impossible if it doesn't happen early.
Albert is bilingual herself, another product of an immersion school system.
I was in New Brunswick, and my parents were both very, very Anglophone. There was no homework help even at home, but like my ability to speak French has continued. Very grateful for. So I really want that for my daughter. I really want her to be fully bilingual, be very capable, not having the ability to both speak and read and write in French, I think will really limit her in her future prospects if she chooses to stay in New Brunswick.
Albert is happy that her kids will have the opportunity to learn in French, but also knows that the same thing is not available to all Sackville families. And she wonders about the plan for universal French instruction and how much time students will be able to spend immersed in the language. And then there's the question of whether the goal of the new system, a conversational level of French for all students, will be achievable without immersion. Here's Megan Mitten again.
So I'm not a professional educator, but from what the professional educators are saying, those who study this, immersion is the best practice. And so I hear Bill Hogan saying, oh, well, you know, they'll have options to take more difficult courses in high school if they want to, you know, dig deeper. Well, that's not good enough. If we can make sure that students have, you know, deeper knowledge and exposure at a younger age, that is better. We know that the younger, the better even. And so, you know, like I said, I actually had access to French immersion in kindergarten. That's not even available anymore right now. That's the thing. That's what the evidence says. And so I have concerns that this government is not making evidence-based decisions.
Another Sackville parent, Lori Ann Ronas, agrees with Mitten that the best practice is early immersion.
There's ample evidence to show that language acquisition from 0 to 6 is the strongest period to pick up a language. So suggesting late immersion or just a French course here and there, it's not going to foster bilingualism.
Ronas has an older child in French immersion, part of the cohort to take advantage of the move back to grade 1 immersion. Ronas says that constant back and forth over immersion has created a patchwork of cohorts in the public system. She agrees there's room for improvement in the province's English education system, but she doesn't think French immersion is the problem.
And the favorite culprit that the government of the day likes to identify for it or to blame for the sad state of our education system, it's always French. They have always come out with propaganda that suggests if we get rid of bilingualism and immersion and get rid of the French programming, our English program will be miraculously better. And the reality is the English program is not going to be miraculously better. And when you claim to have millions of dollars in surplus, but then producing generations of illiterate people, then you're not putting your funds, like the healthcare system, you're not putting your funds where it needs to go.
I think it will erode bilingualism in the province. I think what could happen is that there will be fewer people who can actually work at a high level in French. And what will that mean in terms of having workplaces with bilingual people that come from an Anglophone background? I think that it is actually going to be an issue on that side, and that it shows less of a, like, that the government doesn't care as much about making sure that there's actual bilingualism. There are issues in terms of the non-French immersion courses that we hear about streaming, we hear about other things. I would say that what we need is to ensure there's enough resources to support people, and that we do need to increase access to French language learning, absolutely, for everyone. But diluting French immersion won't help anyone. What we need to do is increase access to French immersion or to French language learning for all.
Megan Mitten says she will be pushing back on the 2023 end of immersion, and Molly Tomlick is hoping that parents and others concerned about the impacts of losing French immersion will organize in protest.
I don't know what the solution is here, but I think, first of all, I think people aren't fully aware of the implications of this. I think the parents who have kids in the immersion program would be supportive of the parents you know, that have kids yet to go through, I think, you know, they feel pretty strongly about, you know, that opportunity as well. I don't know. My activist days are kind of behind me, maybe, but maybe they're not. I don't know. I'm like, what do? We march in the streets. I'm not sure how to make our voices heard.
That's Sackville parent Molly Tomlick, whose youngest child will lose the opportunity to attend French immersion if a plan by the Higgs government goes ahead to end the program and do so 1 year ahead of schedule by September of 2023.